Last night, Carbondale trustees revisited a proposal by the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce to change open consumption laws for First Fridays. Police Chief Gene Schilling expressed concern about properly staffing the event.
I'm really concerned. Yeah. And that's about all I can say. And, you know, if you guys approve it, we'll deal with it. And hopefully nothing bad comes out of it. And 10, 15 years ago, we had a fight downtown where knives were involved. And it was Mountain Fair weekend. And we didn't have sufficient staff to deal with it.
Trustee Marty Silverstein also worried that any incidents would detract from an otherwise successful event series.
Whether it's alcohol or drugs, there's a certain subset that will abuse them. I certainly hope that that doesn't happen, or if it happens, it's dealt with as quickly and as efficiently as possible, because I would hate to see what has been a great project for this town, First Friday, blemished by a couple of incidents of people who were drunk and idiots and fighting or giving their kids booze or getting into car wrecks.
Executive Director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, Andrea Stewart, proposed the change in open consumption that First Fridays may be more inclusive to businesses that do not serve alcohol, that parents may drink without leaving their kids while they visit a bar, and by selling reusable cups that the chamber may earn revenue for First Fridays throughout the year. Mayor Dan Richardson felt that the necessary efforts, which included 14 contracted security personnel, as well as tips training for all bars included, may not justify the three summer First Fridays that the change would be in effect.
If the goal is to generate revenue or generate business into our in our retail outlets, it just seems like there might be other ways that there's better bang for the buck, but I'm trusting the powers that be that are deciding that this is where you guys want to put your efforts.
The resolution was considered not ready for adoption. Trustees went on to consider a municipal-specific proposal to voters to renew a mill levy that supports maintaining and improving Carbondale streets. Extension of the current mill levy was approved to go to voters in April without an increase. The town received approval from Garfield County to develop a sidewalk on Snowmass Drive from Main Street to Soperus Avenue. In part, the decision came by students of Crystal River Elementary and Carbondale Middle School appealing to Garfield County commissioners with letters.
I would say, in talking with the county staff, all the letters to the county commissioners for the kids really work.
Carbondale will eventually annex the property and could begin construction as early as next year on the new sidewalk. Waste hauling remains an issue as trustees consider an eventual ordinance for single haulers, either divided by district or town-wide, to reduce the impacts on streets by heavy vehicle traffic. Silverstein reinstated the need for the town to act on bear-proofing before the summer arrives. Baumfalk recommended that the policy be considered within the larger waste hauling goals so that residents do not buy expensive containers this year to later be told by a hauler they're incompatible. The issue will be raised again as more ideas are considered with the town's participation. 5 of 7 trustee seats are up for election. Mayor Dan Richardson, Heather Henry, and Erica Sparhawk have petitioned to renew, as has recently appointed interim trustee Luis Yanez. Frosty Marriott is term limited, and KDNK DJ April Spalding has petitioned to run. The three individuals who receive the most votes will serve 4-year terms, and the fourth will serve a 2-year term. The deadline for Carbondale residents to file a petition to run is January 22nd. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.